You can't see the cabin from a winding two-lane road along a ridge in Lee County, about 8 miles from Natural Bridge. But if you look just off the road, there's a wood sign hanging from a post partially draped in vines with a large white star and the words, "The General's Cabin." A metal street sign says, "Little Lane," as a gravel and grass-covered drive disappears into a wooded area. The sound of birds is all you can hear. A few hundred yards hidden in a thick, deeply wooded area sits a one-story cabin made mostly from golden oak and poplar trees. Four wood posts support a front porch, sheltering several rocking chairs and small tables. Planters and window boxes of brightly colored flowers sit below an old ceiling fan. For the last 20 years of his life, this was the home of Air Force Brigadier General James W. Little and his wife, Jane. Their daughter, Joy Massey, says there's nothing fancy about her father's cabin. Joy, I would not use the word luxurious. You know, cabins can be of all shapes and sizes, and some can be these magnificent, almost mansions. Mm-mm. This is not luxurious. No. In fact, this is extremely, in some ways, simple.
It's rustic.
A large living room with a vaulted ceiling has a kitchen on one side and a large stone fireplace in the middle, surrounded by comfortable couches, leather sitting chairs, small wood tables, and reading lamps. A rustic ladder leads to a small loft at the other end. Two bedrooms and two bathrooms complete the rest of the cabin. There are no obvious signs that this was the last home of a man who grew up poor just a few miles down the road and would become a decorated fighter pilot in two wars and a brigadier general.
What he did was incredible. You know, his life story is incredible. And as we've said before, it is the quintessential American story.
Joy says her father was the first member of his family to go to college. James Little graduated from the University of Kentucky in engineering. In 1941, he became a pilot in the Army Air Corps and was a member of the famous Flying Tigers who fought the Japanese in China during World War II. The Flying Tigers had a distinctive shark's mouth painted on their planes. Little is credited with shooting down 7 enemy planes, making him an ace. And then in 1950, during the Korean War, he shot down an enemy attacker. Despite a fire in his cockpit, he escorted 4 transport planes to safety and was awarded the Silver Star, one of many commendations he received during a nearly 30-year military career. He chose to come back to Lee County to build his last home, the General's Cabin. Joy's husband, Michael Massey, says the general did much of the work himself.
He felled the timbers, and then he had them rough milled locally, and had a couple of local laborers help him assemble the place.
After Little passed away in 1995, Michael and Joy, who live in Lexington, decided to keep the General's Cabin in his honor and offer it to the public as a vacation rental. Joy says maintaining the cabin has been a labor of love.
We all decided that we didn't want it to crumble and go away. Michael and I knew that we would be inheriting this property, and so we took our money, time, and effort and put it into rehabbing, and it's an ongoing project.
Visitors to the General's Cabin can read a biography of Little's journey. Joy hopes they come away with an understanding that education was the key to how the General left poverty behind and built a life of achievement and service to his country.
I want people to know that no matter where they come from, no matter what conditions they live under, that with hard work, perseverance, and education, and drive, they can get to where they want to be. And that was, you know, this little boy who had nothing, barely enough food to eat at times, and made his way in the world and came back and loved living here as an old man.
Off the beaten path at the General's Cabin in Lee County, I'm Sam Dick reporting for WEKU.